Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
It took me a long time to stop bragging. About 50 years, in fact. As a child, I always bragged about things that I thought would impress others. How good my grades were. Things I had done. Popular kids I hung out with. Having people think well of me was so important that I even lied just to impress others. When I was 17, I was living in Miami Beach in an apartment with my mom. From time to time, I dated girls who visited Miami Beach on vacation. One time, I remember driving past my aunt's beautiful house and saying to the girl, "That's where I live." I would have been embarrassed to show her an apartment building and say I lived in there. Living in the luxurious waterfront house meant I was someone special, and that's how I want others to view me. For most of my life, I didn't see my bragging as a problem. I did it, and most of the people I knew did it also. It was just something that people did. It wasn't until I developed the Lefko method about 25 years ago and started to figure out what beliefs cause which problems that I realized that bragging is actually a way to compensate for a low level of self-esteem. Let me explain. As I've written in the past, very few people escape childhood without forming a bunch of negative self-esteem beliefs. With few exceptions, parents aren't aware how their behavior is instrumental in the beliefs their children are forming. And as I said a few weeks ago in a post about parenting, parents being adults generally like quiet. Children are not quiet, can't even understand why anyone would value quiet. Parents, for the most part, want their house to be neat. Young children don't even understand the concept of neat. Parents want to sit down for dinner when it's ready, before it gets cold. Children are almost always doing something that's far more important to them and don't want to stop doing it when their parents call them. In other words, parents usually want their children to do things that they're developmentally incapable of doing. They want their young children to act like little adults, which they cannot possibly do. The question is not, do children frequently disobey their parents? Children are developmentally incapable of living up to most parents' expectations. The only question is, how parents react when their children are not doing what the parents want them to do. And because few parents go to parenting school, and most bring their own beliefs from their childhoods with them, their reactions range from annoyance and frustration to anger and abuse, with every possibility in between. So we form negative beliefs about ourselves. For more information about this point, see my blog post, mortylefko.com/031610. Once we have a negative sense of ourselves, we need to find something that makes us feel good about ourselves, something that makes us feel able to survive and worthy of surviving. I call these survival strategy behaviors because they feel to us as if we need them to survive. They're formed early in life when we accidentally do something and get a positive response from parents or some other person who's important to us. That positive response makes us feel good about ourselves. After a few repetitions, we conclude, what makes me good enough and important is being successful, or doing things for people, or my accomplishments, or having people think well of me. What makes me good enough and important is having people think well of me is the most common survival strategy belief we've seen after working with over 13,000 clients in the past 25 years. And that's why bragging is so common. As I started to help clients eliminate this belief, I discovered that I held it also. Eventually, I eliminated a lot of negative self-esteem beliefs and several survival strategy beliefs, including what makes me good enough and important is having people think well of me. After these beliefs were finally gone, I noticed one day that my bragging had stopped. I knew I was okay the way I was, and I no longer needed the approval of others to make me feel okay. I preferred that you like me, but your not liking me no longer meant anything about me. So I didn't have to do or say things to get your approval anymore. A lifetime of bragging had stopped without me even noticing it at first. You might want to ask, is every comment about one's accomplishments bragging? Not necessarily. Here's how to tell the difference between someone bragging and merely stating facts. Are the facts repeated frequently? Does there seem to be a need on the person's part that you really get the importance of what they're telling you? Does the speaker have a lot of energy on the facts? If so, you probably are hearing bragging coming from people who need you to think well of them to feel good about themselves. If, on the other hand, the accomplishments are presented as information, something the speaker is proud of but not invested in, without looking for or needing a positive reaction from you, it probably isn't bragging. Bragging isn't bad and it isn't wrong. It's merely the inevitable result of certain beliefs. It's not the bragging you want to get rid of. It's the beliefs that have you brag to get the approval of others to feel okay about yourself. And you can stop the bragging anytime you want by eliminating the negative self-esteem beliefs and the survival strategy beliefs that cause it.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.